Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. College football corner after that. Football season's right around the corner. Falcons' final preseason game is on Friday. Hey, that first hour of the show was brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to the back page with Bo at 1240 as well. And congratulations to Brandon in Kennesaw and Justin in Auburn. They're going to be with us in the suite on Monday night, the Verizon suite, to see the Atlanta Dream take on the Indiana Fever, State Farm Arena. Like Mike was saying, could be the biggest crowd ever for a WNBA game in the history of the state of Georgia. Obviously, the Fever and Caitlin Clark are in town, so going to be a lot of fun. Daddy-daughter event on Monday night, so congratulations to you guys.
That's all right, man. So you and little mama going?
We are.
Is she pumped? She's, as Abe would like to say, she pumped?
No, she's not.
Really?
No. She doesn't know who Caitlin Clark is.
No, but she's not at least going to a game?
Yeah, kind of. Right. Like, we're you know, it's. I was like, hey, you want to go to the basketball game with me on Monday? She was like, nah. And I was like, all right, let me see if I can phrase that differently.
Right, right.
I can find a way. We're going to sit in a suite, and there'll be all kinds of free ice cream. She was like, all right, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, because again, she just turned four on Sunday,
so
right?
Like,
so, like, she still doesn't, like, she knows what sports are.
Right.
And, like, now when she sees baseball on TV, she knows it's baseball. If she sees football on TV, she knows it's football, that kind of stuff. She's been to a couple of Atlanta United games, and she had a good time with those.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll have fun when she gets there.
Right.
But it's not yet to the point where it's like, hey, do you want to go see Caitlin Clark play? And she's like, oh, hell yeah, I love Caitlin Clark. She's not there yet.
Right.
She's not there yet. But maybe she will be after this. I don't know.
You never know, man.
Maybe
she'll
be a convert.
The crowd, the energy and everything might have her hyped, and like you might have a sports fan again.
Well, I think we will. I think she is showing signs of being a sports fan. But nah, I mean, look, she'll be excited. She just likes doing stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like she likes going with me to the store.
Right.
You know?
Oh, such a big
deal.
Like,
hey, you want to go to Publix? All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Or like I was gonna go pick my mom up from the airport last week and she's like, I wanna go. I was like, awesome, come with me.
Right.
Just going with you is fun. It doesn't matter where.
Right.
You know? This just happens to be a really tough ticket to get. Might be the biggest crowd in the history of the state to see a WNBA game.
That's cool.
And we're seeing, a huge superstar on that stage in person. She'll remember it later.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I got to see Caitlin Clark when she was a rookie.
Exactly. I got to see her and everything like that. And she's playing so good.
She's playing good.
She's rested. And now she's out there looking like what you expect. But, yeah, that sounds like that's really, really cool, man.
Should be fun.
Yeah. Have fun in the suite.
We will have two more pairs of tickets to give away tomorrow. Nice. So if you didn't get through, I know that there's going to be a lot of folks that want to go to that one. We'll give away two more pairs of tickets tomorrow, and hopefully, I don't know, hopefully you win. I'm talking to you. You know who I'm talking to. You called today, and you didn't get through.
Yeah, dude, I didn't realize, because the Falcons, obviously, they play Friday. I don't know why I thought it was a Saturday game. But, yeah, they play Friday night. Then they get a whole week of free labor out of these guys, and then they cut them.
And then there's a whole another week before they play.
Exactly.
Again.
So So you get the free labor out of that, because I don't care if nobody. You can tell me that you, if you play this game on Friday, you get a whole another week of labor out of these guys. That week is going to change your mind about maybe not cutting them.
Nope. I don't think so.
No.
I don't like. Honestly, if you play Friday, you're probably getting cut.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
More than likely.
Like, I feel like
more
that's kind of where we're at right now. Who knows? Maybe not. Maybe they're still looking at some of the young guys and want to see them get reps or whatever. But yeah, that's kind of what it is. And I know we're kicking it around with Conte about like maybe what they could do to try to make this thing a little bit more fun or valuable to the fan or whatever. That's why I'll never get hired by the NFL. My plan was
cost the money.
Don't make more money.
Yeah, cost me millions of dollars.
Yeah, give the fan a little kickback.
I'm with you right
get
there.
Laughed out of the room for that.
I'm so with you, man. It'll probably be more people there.
There would definitely be more people there. I would think.
You would think there'll be more people there. I know people look at it as, you know, don't take in the preseason serious and all those things, but if you put it to a situation where the point you made, not being able to go to a regular season game because of the prices, sometimes we just want to be in the stadium.
Yeah, you just want to get in there. And I'm always happy when they do the open practices for training camp, and it was $5 to get in. The money went to Emory Healthcare, which is a good cause. Maybe that's what you do in a preseason. Maybe you find a different charity. Maybe it's that one. I don't know. Maybe what Conte was suggesting. I'm not sure. But it's becoming very clear that they're telling us how to feel about
it.
Right? Like, we don't come on here and be like, don't care about this. You come on here and you react to the way they treat it, and that's how they're treating it. So it'd be nice if they gave you a little bit of a discount, but we'll see. I'm not gonna hold my breath.
Hold your breath.
This hour is also brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go!
All right, NFL no huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. Let's start with Dan Quinn making his announcement at quarterback.
It was a process, and when that process was time, I'd know, he'd know, and I'd let you know. And as much as we knew Jaden would get there, Adam and I were most excited about watching how he would. And the how has been absolutely outstanding. He's ready, and he's earned the right to do that.
Whatever, Dan.
The how has been outstanding.
Whatever, Dan. The how is Marcus Mariota's your backup.
Well, that's part
whatever,
of the how.
Dan.
Yeah,
he was
that's
always,
part of the how.
The day y'all called his name, he was going to be your starting quarterback.
Yep.
And he is. And the young man has played well during the preseason. It's going to continue to get better at the thing. His biggest issue is he better get his ass down.
Yeah.
He better get his ass down, man.
Size.
I'm just telling you right now. Bean pole, bruh. Don't get broken in half because you thinking that you can run through people.
Let's not do that.
All right, Anthony Richardson is a bunch of bigger dude than you.
Cam Newton.
You saw how they broke his little ass down.
Right.
So get out, young boy.
I guess he said earlier in the week he has never worked on sliding. Yeah. Let's work on sliding.
It ain't about
getting down.
Thank you.
Or getting
learn
out of
how to get down.
Yeah, dodge.
Yeah.
Because that thing, if you go back and look at some of the runs last year, it's like he's obviously very athletic, very fast, like straight line speed. Not like super shifty.
Yes.
And kind of like would go on these long slalomy runs and then accidentally, oh, here comes the linebacker. Bow!
And I see him.
Like he got wrecked a couple times last year.
Yeah. He got up there.
He did.
More power to you, dog. But again, you keep taking them licks at this level, you ain't gonna play too long.
They add up.
They damn sure do.
So get down. Anyway, he's going to be the starter in Washington. No surprise there. Let's hear Tom Brady talking about kind of that, not that specifically, but the bigger picture quarterback. Is it a crisis? I don't know. But rookie quarterbacks being thrown into the fire.
I had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third to ultimately being a starter. I had to learn all those things in college. That was development. Then I went to New England and I was developed by Coach Belichick and the offensive staff there. I didn't start my first year. I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play. it used to be thought of at a higher level. We used to spend hours and hours in the offseason and training camp trying to be a little bit better than next year. But I think what happens is it discourages the coaches from going to deep levels because they realize the players don't have the opportunity to go to a deep level, so they're just going to teach them where they're at.
Well, one reason you weren't starting because they had a top five franchise quarterback.
Yeah, he was a very good player. And you never would have if he wouldn't have gotten hurt.
Drew Bledsoe was there playing at a high level. He's got a $100 million contract. And all those things. But, I mean, we talked about this. Not necessarily just me and you, but conversations I've had with people about the quarterback position. And I don't want to call it the evolution of a quarterback. This is what is being brought into the league because it's what's being taught in high school. It's what's been taught at Pee Wee. These things are being taught. And so you don't – so instead of trying to go with the approach of Tom Brady, which I wholeheartedly agree with, you got to figure out a way how you can get these guys produced now. And how you produce now is what they've been taught at college level, high school level, Pee Wee level. And so that's the way the game is gone right now. I mean, yeah, you spent all offseason turning through tape and all these things and developing and waiting your turn. We're talking about the kid from USC that just transferred. I mean, I'm sorry, that was named starting quarterback, sat behind three damn quarterbacks that left. And he's finally getting it. It's like Carson Beck. That's just not the case anymore. People aren't patient to be developed. They want it now. And because the previous person's done it, the previous person has done it. And I'm just talking about now with this new generation of quarterbacks, everybody's gonna do it. Everybody wants their shine now. I don't got time to wait two more years, even though it might be best for me to do that. No. I gotta play.
Exactly. But it's sort of twofold though, right? Like it's a double edged sword.
Yeah.
They want it, but also that's what coaches are doing.
Exactly.
Coaches are doing that because there's pressure on them to get the guy in there quickly. If that guy doesn't get in there quickly and it doesn't go well, that coach gets fired. So everything is so much more microwave than it's ever been. And maybe that's a commentary on a bigger societal level. It probably is. But that's the problem. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like we're talking about the preseason games being treated the way that they are and the ticket prices being full price. Like, yeah, it's definitely a problem. And I think we're identifying the problem in the process that gets there.
Right.
But it also is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, Dan Quinn could say, you know what? I don't believe this is the way. I want this guy to sit behind whoever, Marcus Mariota in this case, and learn for a year and develop and get up to speed. Yeah, right. Like, if he tries something like that, first of all, that's so against the grain of what's normal right now that if a coach were to even try that and it didn't work, they'd get fired.
Right.
So I don't know how you beat it. Also, a lot of the guys aren't ready because, like you said, the way that they're taught on the way up. So much of what offense is right now, it's offensive linemen as well.
Yeah.
Like, we see it across the board in the professional level because it filters all the way down to the amateur level in the way that the game's taught and developed and practiced and all that.
So
what do you do?
Because the dumbing down part.
What you do is you start the quarterback.
Yeah, because, I mean, because the dumbing down part, it's not necessarily that. It's just you're simplifying. It was so much harder. And physically, it's hard as hell to play quarterback. But the mental part of body is as much as you can make the game easier for the quarterback, the better. And I think that's the biggest thing. And you know, Tom and them, they didn't have it that way. They learned it and they taught it.
Right.
More than anything, now you got to figure out a way. How do I get my quarterback to just go out there and just play, and use his natural athleticism, and then we can teach all that other stuff while he's out there just being a natural athlete.
Yeah, the problem is that maybe you're making it easier for him, but it's never easy.
No,
and maybe you get him out there with a simplified plan, but there's still grown-ups on the other side that have bad intentions.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you get out there with natural athleticism and all that kind of stuff, you get broken in half, and then you don't get a chance to develop anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know. It's so hard to try to deteriorate the quality of one part of it while expecting the overall quality of the product to still be what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But the game's more popular than it's ever been.
Ever been.
So maybe
they charge $700 for the damn NFL.
Maybe it doesn't matter.
Sunday ticket.
Maybe it doesn't matter if the quarterbacks aren't ready and they're starting and the product is mediocre in September and all that kind of stuff. Because we're lining up.
Damn sure.
Take my money. Here it is. Preseason game? Nobody's playing? I don't care.
I'm in there.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner. Speaking of making money, there's a new way to do it for Oklahoma State. And other teams will be doing this as well. This is like the IG model having the Amazon wish list in her bio.
I'm just curious, man. Like, because they're running, so you got to pause the TV to get the QR code?
Nah, QR is pretty, you know, your phone's smart.
That's so great.
Click.
That's So great.
Send him a couple bucks. That was a nice catch.
So great.
All right, we'll get into that after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show, Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams going to join us, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast at 1:20 as the college football season is right around the corner, and we will get to a college football corner in just a minute as well. But I know you wanted to hear from some of what Tua had to say yesterday as well. Didn't a little extended edition of the NFL No Huddle here as Tua was pretty honest.
Yep.
Pretty honest publicly yesterday about his former coach and his current coach and how they handled him as a quarterback. Let's hear from Tua.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate. You are the best whatever. You are this. You are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it. You hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad. And you hear it more and more. You start to actually believe that.
Yeah, I mean, he was honest about what it was. And you know.
The first example being Brian Flores.
Yes. Yes.
Second example being his current head coach.
Yeah, and I can look at it from standpoint. I know a lot of people still down there and heard about a lot of stuff that was happening with that whole situation. And it was a damn disaster. It really, really was, because you had a coach who didn't want you, but the owner did. Now, you know, as talented as Justin Herbert is, I mean, they're about evened out pretty much. You know, one playoff appearance, they blew up whatever lead, whatever, whatever. But I think that a lot of it, you know, when Tua, how he was, is that, you know, he was – He to be that young, I had to go through what he was going. You're getting benched inside in the game from Ryan Fitzpatrick. Your coach says he don't want you. All that stuff that they were talking about with the text message, all that really did happen and everything. And I still stand by. I think Flo is a hell of a football coach, and I would hope that he would get another opportunity to be a head coach, because some have done worse and gotten other head coaches.
Kind of makes you wonder now, though, right?
But it does.
Because obviously really the suing of the league was going to be a tough one for owners. But then now you got a franchise quarterback coming out and being like, yeah, this guy just broke me down every chance he got.
Yeah, and that's crazy, because it's always, and it's, these are the things, and it's always within me, because I'm old school as they come. But I know how you have to talk to certain players nowadays. Now, I've never been in a situation where I've ever had a coach just tear me down before. Now, I've been on a unit, an offensive unit that has been torn down, but me personally, I've never had that experience. So I already know how I would react if something like that happened, because I just know my personality. I'm not going to let you talk to me any kind of way and crazy. And I just think that Tua is in a better situation because of the fact is that he needs that. He needs the confidence. But I don't care who you are. If you're any player and somebody's doing that or saying it or to you, it'll get to you.
Especially when it feels like it's personal.
Exactly. Like, and it's not necessarily performance.
It's not just your motivation tactic as a leader.
Yes.
This is like, no, actually, I don't want this guy here.
Yes.
I don't think he's good. I don't really care for him. I'm going to do this. Yeah. You have to hope that it was from a place of trying to motivate.
But it doesn't.
But it doesn't feel like it.
It don't feel like it.
Doesn't feel like it.
That's the same thing with Russ and Sean Payton. Like, I ain't never.
Right.
I've never, ever seen a player of that elk get talked to like that and not go back. Now, because I've seen coaches and players, we yell at each other.
Sure.
But we're yelling at each other.
Right. You yell back.
Yeah, you're going to yell
Somebody
back.
Somebody says something crazy, say something you're crazy
yell
back. Right.
You're not going to let him sit there and just berate you like that. That just doesn't happen. You know, so, I mean, it's so many different ways you can coach and motivate a player. But going back to what you said the first one, that was personal between Sean Payton and Russ.
Yes.
That wasn't that big a damn
Without
deal
question.
For him to do that. And
Without
that's what
question.
It seemed like it was with Flo and Tua. Tua's in a better place. Now, they got to start winning some playoff games and winning against better teams. And I know they had a back-to-back winning season with Flo for the first time at damn near whenever. And so he had some good moments. But that relationship right there, you know, the owner, I don't give a damn that I picked the guy that I wanted. You didn't. I don't care. I'm the owner of this football team.
Yeah. That happens sometimes.
That happens. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how that gets from, all right, I didn't want this guy to be like, you know what I'm going to do?
Yep.
It's going to make sure this guy knows that every single day
And that's crazy, because you're like, you would think.
But again, like the other part of it too is like, I understand that there is a motivational tactic of like, you break them down, but then you build them back up.
But he wasn't building them back up.
We forgot that part.
Yeah. We're just going to break them all the way down.
We're just going to break him down until he has no confidence.
You have coaches.
Meanwhile, he's physically breaking down as well, because he keeps getting hurt.
But that's
so
the thing
it's just
a
double.
That's the thing about it though. When we talk about this all the time with the people who coach under Bill can do that.
Right.
You can't. And every single one of them damn coaches that's left his tree tries to do what he does. McDaniels.
Yep.
Flo,
yep.
What's the
Charlie
O'Brien,
Weiss,
O'Brien, Charlie Weiss? They all try to take that kind of not giving you praise and trying to push buttons and all those different things. The reason they worked for Bill because they won.
It worked for Bill because they won. It also worked for Bill because he did it with guys that could take it.
Yes,
like Tom Brady's
and
the type of personality.
You got to know.
But
your
even
players.
Tom Brady, after 20 years, was like, "All right, enough.
Yeah,
all right, I was tough enough to deal with this for 20 years. No more.
Yeah, exactly.
I got 6 Super Bowls.
Eventually,
all right?
You get tired of it.
Enough.
Eventually, you get tired of that. I play for Nick is the ultimate of that. Nigga, it's hot. It's 100 damn degrees. It's not that hot out here. Well, yeah, because your ass got on shorts and a tank top, but I got on full pants.
You got a straw hat
you
on.
You know what I mean?
Ice water.
Yeah, you get ice water everywhere. Like, get your ass on somewhere, man.
You got a guy that opened your gum for you, okay? You got a guy doing that for you.
Yeah.
We're out here running,
yeah,
all right?
Running.
What do you think
your
this
ass
is?
Down somewhere.
Yeah, no, it is interesting, though, just because I know that some reaction, and I love you talking about it and you saying that, because I don't think anyone will come back at you about that, but I think there's some reaction to a modern player talking like that, to be like, well, modern players are soft. It's like, well, I mean,
it's not
I think there's a little more context
it's
than that.
It's a lot more context doing that, because it's like I came up hard, you know, coaching hard, and it was nothing to do that. And it was, and you know me better than anybody. I don't need your pat on the backs and all that.
I don't
deal in that way. I'm a self-motivated one to be great.
You do not care whether or not you get a pat on the back or not.
Yeah, they do.
I like a pat on the
they
back.
They do, but they do that. They
I
want,
don't
they,
need it.
They but no,
but
they
I do like
they
it.
Need it.
Yeah.
They need it.
I don't yes. Well, I need it from like you.
Yeah.
I need it from like my wife. But I don't need it from everybody, but I don't mind it. I'm not immune to an attaboy. I've said that before. You give me a little attaboy here and there. It feels good. I'm not going to lie about it. All right, let's get to a college football corner.
College Football Corner. News and notes from around the world of college football. Starring 92.9 The Game's former and always bowling champion, Andy Bunker.
It is a big deal.
And the guy who would have been as productive as Brock Bowers in college if he got the same amount of targets, Randy McMichael.
All right, so this is great because we were going to talk about Oklahoma State anyway because Mike Gundy said something funny again. Like, I don't know that I can think of too many people in sports that like I'm not like a Mike Gundy guy, but I like some of the stuff that he says.
Right.
Like, and again, I don't know, the way that he handled the commentary on DUIs and all that stuff might not have been the right tone, but he also wasn't wrong in what he was saying. Here's Mike Gundy telling his players to stop asking him for money.
You know, the business side of what we do now is we have to have those conversations with them. You know, tell your agent to quit calling us and asking for more money. It's non-negotiable now. Get them to start again in December. So now we're able to direct ourselves just at football, and that
Dude,
part is fun.
That is so damn funny how he said it, because he knows the transfer portal, they can't go nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. You can't leave.
You can't leave. You
tell them to stop calling me.
Tell them to stop damn calling me. I don't, and it's crazy because I don't emphasize, because they make all this money. Right, these coaches.
Yes, I'm with you. I don't sympathize for Mike Gundy at all.
But the thing about it is, I understand how that can get annoying as hell.
Yes, I'm sure it's frustrating.
I can get to a point where I can see that is frustrating as hell.
No doubt.
And to me, and the more and more you hear about it, this ain't no, like, every 6 months. This is like a weekly type thing that maybe the same player, well, I know I caught another touchdown, so how about this?
Well,
how about that?
They came up with a workaround.
Yeah.
They came up with a way to keep that player happy. Yes. You don't have to call Mike Gundy anymore. Yeah. Oklahoma State is going to wear helmets this season with QR codes on the back of them, linking to a general team fund for every student athlete on the roster. It's going to be the first time this has happened, but on the back of the Oklahoma State University Cowboys football helmet,
you
if you're going to one of those new restaurants that doesn't have paper menus anymore.
Yes.
You just scan the QR code.
Yes.
You want to shoot Ollie Gordon $20 for making a nice run, you can do that.
But does this money go directly to him?
No, I don't know. I think it goes to the general team fund.
I know. I understand, Abe. Don't shake your head so damn hard. I'm about to come up with a joke. Because I know that if I'm him and I'm rushing for all the yards and touchdowns, I don't want to split.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't want to split that money.
I scored four touchdowns
today. Let me get a majority of that bread, dog. But yeah,
it's gonna be everywhere, though,
if you're an offensive lineman and it's an easy hole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he gets all the money.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Exactly.
I took on two tacklers.
Exactly.
Well, you got to hope you have really smart football fans, right?
Yes.
You got smart fans that realize the blocking scheme on the left side of the line.
So you hit the right, left guard, left tackle, because they're going to have the QR code now.
They're all going to have it.
They are.
If
they miss a block the next play, can you take it back?
I don't think you can take it back. So maybe you wait till the end of the game before you do a little tally.
Yeah.
And who gets this, who gets that. I'll be honest with you, like I laugh in the face of NIL collectives asking alumni for money.
Yes.
I'm not giving you any of my money. I'm sorry.
But they ask you, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I've multiple friends of mine give money to the Washington Football Collective. And I'm like, well, good for you.
Yeah.
You must be swimming in it.
But they're making a difference.
Sure. They're making a difference. And that's what they need to tell themselves. I will say, and I probably won't, but this is the closest thing that would get me to doing that.
Because
I'll get you get a little emotional,
dude,
you know?
Like, you
Penix fires that ball deep to Adunze. It's a college ball playoff game, and they're beating Texas by 21 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
I might give Rome Adunze some money.
Really?
You know? No, I don't think so. I don't have to, because they're in the NFL. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's the most likely way to get money from me, is in the emotional euphoria of a touchdown celebration.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You might get some money out of me on that.
The later in the day you play,
exactly,
and the more inebriated that fan base gets,
you got a night game,
and the more rampant you are in a victory,
you're going to be rich as hell.
Oh, there's going to be some people making mistakes. There's going to be some people making some big QR codes.
Typos with extra zeros.
Hitting the wrong damn zero.
Yeah, but what happens if you accidentally give them 1,000 and not 100?
Yeah.
Then what? When you wake up on Sunday and it's like,
Yeah, dog, that's what I'm saying. And that's probably what they're banking on. They're probably like, we want as many night games as possible.
Make the numbers on the app. Make the numbers really small and close together.
We want all the night games. All right. We want to have all the night games.
You're doing the one eye.
Oh, yeah. You got double vision looking at your phone.
Two eyes aren't any good anymore. I got a one eye, this QR code bad boy. Anyway, pretty crazy. Just another in the many, many steps towards the new day. I mean, we got Pitbull Stadium. We got QR codes on helmets.
What's next?
What's next?
I don't know, man.
I don't know what's next.
Maybe.
What's the next way to capitalize?
They're going to put sponsors on the back of your jersey where your last name is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's going to like you're a damn minor league out, like a minor league outfield.
Like a Mexican soccer player?
Yes, they're going to have it all over the damn jersey. Okay. Pretty soon rather than later.
Yeah, yes. You're probably right.
They got to do something else.
Or maybe they could do like a nameplate that's like LED lights so it can change during the game. Like if you score a touchdown and you're a Zaxby's is really happy. All right, I'm going to spend $5,000 and get Zaxby's on the back of his jersey.
Or on the shield, you can be looking like Ricky Bobby. How you remember how he's driving with the Wonder Bread on the?
Yeah, I can't see, but I got a bunch of money.
Hell yeah! Oh my goodness! Saw something real quick, man. Tough break. We're gonna be talking about the dog running back room. Just saw that Roderick Taylor's gonna be out. Roger Rodriguez. I'm sorry. Turf toe. So Kirby said
Roger
Robinson.
Damn,
they might be out for a minute with that turf toe.
Hate to see that. Turf toe.
It sucks.
So painful.
Yes.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, an actual Andy and Randy listener. There's actually a few out there.
This is AJ in Atlanta coming to you, telling you to listen to Andy and Randy on the Midday Show. Two wholesome stand-up family men who were born hard and getting the loot, bringing you sports every day from 10 to 2.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The back page with Bo just a couple of minutes away. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour as well. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, is going to stop by and talk some Georgia football with us at 1:20 as well.
Man, Tyrese crying again, Bunk. And we got to talk about why, where he's at crying. But I'm just like, is he crying? Because I don't want to turn the volume and listen to him crying. But did they say he can't be in the next Fast and the Furious?
I don't know, but I do think it's important where he's at crying. Yeah, because if he was crying just at his house.
Yeah, he always on somebody. He always on the breakfast spot crying.
No one would know if you're just sad at home.
It's okay, man.
But if you're that sad about whatever's going on, I don't know if it's the Fast and the Furious related sadness.
Maybe he's not going to be on the next Fast and Furious.
Maybe
I don't know.
Still sad about his wife. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I would say just stop doing it into a microphone.
Just you know.
Seems a little attention grabby.
It's okay to cry alone.
There's nothing wrong with
it. It's okay to cry alone.
It's the best place to cry.
Hell yeah, but damn. Don't you let me cry. When I crack over this mic, let me go in here and cry. I understand, bro. You had a rough.
A rough go.
Rough go of it.
Yeah, you've had a rough go.
Rough go of it lately. Yeah, and I understand that. But we all know this already. So then you're going to come back and cry about the same thing?
Mm. I don't know. He still hasn't gotten over it.
Maybe that's your ass. You know, did they say they were going to make a baby boy too? Yeah.
Like, they're making a sequel to everything.
They're making a sequel to everything. So you think
it
might be the remnants in that they're not going to make a baby boy too or a waist deep too or something like that? I don't know, man. Damn.
The Tyrese catalog.
The Tyrese catalog.
Solid.
Like, I was like, because he lost me last week when he was singing the national anthem, dressed up like.
Where was this?
Is it in L.A.?
In public?
Yes. Yes, national at the game, at the Rams game.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Hey, damn, bro. Huh. I just, you know what? But you know what? It could be deeper than that.
Life's hard, man.
It is, man. It may be some pent up stuff that's finally getting to come out.
Yeah, it just feels like if there is that, you know what I mean? Like if you're emotional and it's pent up, like the Breakfast Club might not be the best place to work through it. You know, they got professional psychiatrists and all that. You go sit down on the couch, you let them know what's going on. Dig into it. Maybe it's something from your childhood. I don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. You don't know until you really do the work.
Yeah, but
I know that Charlemagne is the guy to get you there. Yeah, you know what I mean?
All right, man.
Maybe he is.
I don't know. Ain't nothing wrong with crying. I will always say there's nothing wrong with it. But damn, all the time on the same platform.
After a while, that just kind of becomes your
thing. After a while, that just becomes you.
Yeah, like every day at 12:40, we do the back page with Bo. On that show, they're like, all right, coming up, 12:20. Tyrese is going to cry.
Crying a damn again. Just I understand, man. Yeah. I understand. Just crying a damn again.
Just get it out.
Just let it out, man. Like Martin says, I'm like, ah! Sometimes you got to let it out.
Got to let it out.
All right, dog.
Don't hold it in. Got to let it out. Let's get to the back page. Maybe Bo's going to cry. I don't know. Let's find out.
show.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every day at this time, except for yesterday and tomorrow, but most days at this time, the Back Page with Bo. Hello, Bo.
So I do have something cry-worthy.
All
okay,
right.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Pat McAfee, longtime WWE Monday Night Raw announcer, announces yesterday, last night on Monday Night Raw, that he is taking a break from Monday Night Raw.
Definitely
as college football season is starting to crank up. As we know, Pat McAfee is one of the hosts of College Game Day.
Mm-hmm.
So while he was making this announcement last night, you know, Game Day is going to be in Dublin this weekend, where Tech's going to play, Florida State. He also told us who the guest picker was going to be while they're in Ireland.
Program, I get a chance to answer some questions, like the first international show of all time is in Dublin, Ireland. Who should be the guest picker? I said, bang! Give me Sheamus. So the redheaded fella will be picking games and having a blast in Dublin on Saturday. We'll be live with J.R. Mahomes on Friday.
That's the Pat McAfee Show live on Friday from Dublin.
I know Shane. Is he going to be on his show, or is he going to be
the way he was saying he was going to be the guest picker on game day. He'll probably be on his show and on game day.
Oh, okay. And Sheamus
is Irish.
Sheamus know football?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he does.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never seen a conversation between Sheamus and anybody about football, but yeah, they're not just going to have him on there just for giggles.
Is Sheamus that famous?
In the WWE world, he
right.
is. But,
that's a
people
world.
Do know who he is.
I know who he is.
Enough to bring on College Game Day.
I'm just saying, like, usually the guest picker, you know, it's like a, you know.
Yeah.
That's like a big
but
time.
He's going back to his homeland.
He is from
they
Ireland.
Don't have enough dump buttons available for Conor McGregor to be there.
So. Okay.
Because that was
that,
that's
like,
the only other guy I would
that
think
that's
going to
be mine. Guy you want.
That
yeah.
was going to be mine. But then, like, then I was going back, how much does he know about football?
Right.
So, yeah.
I'm trying to, who's
well,
like.
Let me tell you what I know. I mean, he could. It'd be
Who's,
fun.
Yeah,
it'd
it'll be fun.
Colin Farrell, Liam Neeson.
Oh God!
I'm just naming Irish people now.
See, and those guys are Irish, and I didn't even know they were Irish.
Me neither.
Okay.
Sheamus.
No, Liam's Northern Irish.
Okay.
Bono from U2.
There's no way he knows football. I'm sorry. There's no way.
But there was a quarterback named Bono back in the day, I think, or Bono.
Bono.
Steve Bono.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So coming up this Sunday on
Slim Pickens on the air. Should have had Randy McMichael. It's Irish.
I'm Irish.
I don't know why they didn't call you. Maybe you should put in that request. I would go to Ireland to pick football games.
Hell yeah.
Or anything
Hell yeah.
else.
I'd go to Ireland really for any
yeah.
reason.
Hell yeah.
Coming up this Sunday on MLB Network, one of a kind, the Greg Maddux documentary premieres featuring players that Greg played with, such as Chipper Jones, and players that he played against, such as Barry Bonds.
I saw a preview. But I didn't click on a link.
Mark DeRosa was talking about Greg Maddux on the documentary and on MLB Network yesterday, and he shares some insight to the intellect of Greg Maddux, the pitcher, that even starts in spring training.
He was simplistic in his thoughts. He didn't try and waste pitches. If you couldn't hit something, he pounded you with it. He was talking about tunneling in the early 90s. And now it's like this mind-blowing thing. Mm-hmm. He said, you got to bait the hook. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So I've had him turn to me at third base in spring training and go, watch this pitch I'm going to throw. This guy's going to hit it a mile, and then he'll look for it all year in the season. He won't get it. he constantly, just a genius on the mound.
That's kind of crazy that you could set somebody up in spring training.
It's kind of awesome.
For the season.
All right, I'm going to see this guy. I'm going to see this guy, I don't know, maybe 15, 20
times. Division rival, maybe 20 times.
Let me groove him a fastball. He's going to pound it 450, and then he'll be sitting fastball the whole year, and I'm going to strike him out every single time. Because this game doesn't count.
Yep. He's a mad scientist for that.
That's really cool. Now, I do wonder because, like, I'm sure there'll be all kinds of different stories about how smart he was, what a competitor he was. Kind of a weirdo. Like, they're going to tell weird stories about him, too. Like, he used to pee on people in the shower sometimes.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, like, he would do that sometimes.
All kind of gross antics, yes.
Oh, yeah, like, no. Wait, hold on.
He was
hold
a prankster
on,
guy.
Hold on. He peed on people?
Yes.
And they just let him?
I don't know.
I don't know if he had a choice.
What do you mean you ain't got a damn choice?
Off,
you always have a choice.
You always got a choice. You let another grown man pee on you.
You don't let anybody tell you you don't have a choice.
No, once it's done. Once it's done, it's done. But his ass going to be lumpy.
Maybe. But maybe John Smoltz didn't see it that way.
How you don't see another grown man pee? Oh. peeing on you as a problem.
Right.
I'm sure they weren't happy with it. This is back when the showers were all just the showers.
Dude, that's the only kind of showers I've ever taken in locker rooms. All of us in the same locker, all of us in the shower.
Yeah, pretty standard.
And ain't nobody ever peed on me, Bo. They smoked it and let them pee on him.
I don't think it was let. Well, I mean, in the moment, it wasn't let.
Allowed?
But if you don't do anything afterwards, then let might be the right
allowed?
Word.
I don't know if it was ever more than once, but it was. That is.
But
documented.
It was like a prank, right? Like you peed on. Who did you pee on?
Well, I can find that out if you want specific people.
Do y'all understand what y'all saying?
I know exactly what I'm saying.
Y'all are making it seem like this is cool.
I am not making it seem like it's cool. I'm just talking about it.
Because it happened.
In no way am I saying, and boy, does that, one of the reasons I like Greg Maddux more.
That made me not like him.
I'm just talking about a story that I heard.
He peed on people and ain't nobody say nothing?
Among other various gross things that he used to do. Like, Greg Maddux is kind of gross.
This ain't no practical joke. This is nasty.
Right. There's certain things that cross the line of practical joke.
Oh, hell no.
Getting peed on.
Oh, hell no.
Would be over the line.
Boy, he'd be on the damn IL so quick.
So what happened to Greg?
I bet there's certain dudes he ain't pee on, though. I bet he ain't pee on.
I think it was just
his buddies. I bet he ain't pee on Ken Caminiti.
They had told stories how they'll be in the shower and they'll look over and Greg's staring right at him.
We don't play like that. Grown men ain't supposed to play in the shower like that, dog. I got plenty of brothers. I love these dudes and I will to death. I ain't finna go play in no shower with him. I'm in there to get clean.
Just get clean and get out.
Hell no.
Did y'all know the CFL?
I'm looking at old Maddox different right now.
Yeah, he peed on people.
Pee on people.
That's what he would do. Golden showers.
Among other things.
Am I like getting white boogers on people?
Yeah.
Like,
all kind of pranks.
That ain't pranking. That's nasty.
It is really funny. Like,
that ain't no prank. You putting a booger on somebody?
A prank is like when you trick someone into thinking something's happening. Like you guys would steal somebody's car, right? Prank. Oh, where'd my car go? That's a prank. Wiping a booger on somebody's just kind of gross.
That's ass whipping material.
Also true.
Can we I don't think this needs to be said. I don't think this needs to be said amongst the group here. But like, no pranks like that.
No.
Okay.
Abe, no peeing on people.
No.
Okay.
We ain't that.
You got it. All right.
Did y'all?
Abe still hasn't agreed.
Abe's over here fuming that we're still talking about this, I think.
Oh, why?
What? It's your segment.
It's a hilarious story.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, it's borderline. I don't know, when you get into the semantics of FCC stuff.
Oh, somebody peeing on you?
Yeah, you're not, you know. Anyway, so, don't know the CFL.
Well, now I just want to talk about it more.
Because we ain't talking about freaky peeing.
Yeah, it's not gross stuff. I mean, it's gross, but it's not, like, sexual.
We ain't talking about freaky peeing.
Don't know the CFL was in season right
now? Some people like
that.
Yeah,
I did.
Did you?
I did.
I don't know. Maybe I just never think about the CFL ever even being in existence because we never see it.
Yeah, the Falcons lost their fourth string quarterback to the CFL,
yes.
Nathan Rourke.
So over the weekend, we had a funny thing happen. You know, in Jerry World, kicks hit the scoreboard, regularly. Not regularly, but once or twice a season, and they know exactly how to play it. Well, this happened in Canada over the weekend, and the umpire or the referee just wasn't quite sure. So he just said, we'll just have a do-over.
The kick hit the scoreboard, which is pretty odd. We're going to redo everything. We'll redo the play. We'll reset the clock to 2:44 with a new 20-second clock.
He did not. He don't take his job
serious. You're just saying what we're all thinking.
I love it. Hey, dog.
It's the most Canadian thing ever.
It is, dog.
The kick hit the scoreboard, which is pretty odd.
And this is him saying this in the microphone to the crowd.
We're just going to do it over. I don't know what to do.
We're just going to reset the whole thing.
That's pretty odd. We're just going to do it over.
Yeah.
Is that all right, fellas? Okay, we're just going to do it again. The American referee would have come up with something. He would have invented it.
Yeah.
Like Hockley would have made something up.
The only time I've ever played in Jerry World, our kicker hit the damn jumbo.
And what happens?
I was thinking about it. I don't even remember what happened. I think we kicked it over.
I just re-kick it.
We kicked it over.
Oh, so it'd be too official. Yeah. By rule, the ball is dead on contact. It'd be too,
The kick hit the scoreboard,
In the kingdom back in the day, if a pop fly would hit a speaker hanging from the ceiling, you could catch it off the speaker and the guy would be out.
Really?
The speakers were in play.
Some of the catwalks in Tampa are in play. And others are just home run.
As is the roof.
Right, because if it just stays up there, then it's just a home run, right? Because it could just get stuck up
there. Certain catwalks, it would be a double.
Oh, okay.
The ones over the infield.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we learned a lot today during that segment.
I don't mess with old GM no more, dog.
Still like him as a pitcher.
Nah,
but
damn that. That took everything.
Not going to shower with him. Yeah. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20.
Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.